lot of us have New Year's resolutions, Father. Many of us have spiritual New Year's resolutions as well. And I'll tell you something that happened over Christmas with me. It was a great, very peaceful Christmas where a little trepidation, first Christmas without Mom, but then feeling the wonderful spiritual gifts that Mom and Dad gave me, all kind of coming together at Mass on that Christmas Eve. And all through the Christmas season, it was just a magnificent, beautiful spiritual gift that I received through them and through the Holy Spirit. And it's like, well, okay, it's Tuesday, January 2nd, 2018. What do I do with that? How do we start evangelizing in 2018 with these spiritual gifts that God has given us?
Oh, my goodness, to evangelize. This is a great topic. You know, whenever I hear the word evangelize, I always think of what are known as the evangelical virtues. So evangelize means to spread the good news, and the evangelical virtues are poverty, chastity, and obedience. And many times we think of these as only belonging to members of religious order, like consecrated nuns or priests or monks or things like that. But in fact, you see that these provide dynamism, strength, energy for those who want to spread good news. And those evangelical virtues often are taken as vows among consecrated religious. So you've got the vow of poverty, the vow of chastity, the vow of obedience, but more importantly is the virtue. So the virtue of poverty allows somebody to be authentic, and how that plays out in evangelizing. People always smell a rat if people are making a killing in terms of money in preaching the good news. Like televangelists, there are many who are famous about that. And the church is always suspect, you know, when there's claim of an apparition and somebody's getting wealthy off of that, right? So not that, you know, we're supposed to be so deprived of income that we can't maintain a decent style of life, but, you know, that poverty is really key to that dynamism. We see it in somebody like a St. Damon of Molokai, who wound up at the island in Hawaii to serve the lepers with literally just the shirt on his back and the gospel in his hand. We see it in a Blessed Mother Teresa. We see it in St. Paul in his evangelistic spirits. Many times he didn't even have a place to lay his head. So that gives people power to evangelize. And that's why we're very mindful at Relevant Radio to be very responsible how we use the resources people give us. And sometimes during the pledge drive, I like to print out the very final sheet that we get in donations. And many of these donations are under $10. And I like to remind people, we're working for these people. They've made a huge sacrifice, that $7.35. So turn off the lights if you don't need them. And use the backside of paper as scrap paper. Don't use fresh paper. And be really mindful and frugal about how you use things. And that helps you in your spirit of evangelization. And then chastity allows a person to persevere against obstacles. That's chastity in the broad sense, not just regulation of the sexual appetite, but self-discipline and temperance. And then obedience in evangelization allows people to work miracles. So you see almost all the miracles from our Lord in the New Testament that required the cooperation of human beings. The first miracle being the one at Cana, where water was changed into wine, and the servants were asked to fill the jars, and they filled them to the brim. They could have delayed. They could have said, no, this is never going to work, or I've got a better idea. I'm going to fill it with beer. I'm going to fill it with milk. I'm going to fill, you know, watch out for people who always have a better idea. Sometimes you just need servants who are willing to do what they're told and put their heart into it, instead of always changing the script. And, you know, it's like being on a football team and the quarterback calls, you know, an end run, and the guy, no, I'm going to run a post and hope I get a pass. You'll never get anywhere that way. So these are very important, I think, virtues that equip people to spread the good news in our world: poverty, chastity, and obedience, to make people joyful. But I like that idea of resolutions for the new year. You know why, John? Because it means there's hope. If you make a resolution, it means you've got some hope. And I would suggest to people make resolutions, keep them simple, clear, and concrete. No more than three. Write them down on a piece of paper. Keep them simple, clear, and concrete. And maybe one resolution for good health, another for your own spiritual life, and a third for what I would call apostolate, spreading the good news.
And Pope Francis has put together his New Year's resolution list that we'll look at coming up in the next half hour. Father Rocky is here with us this morning, and we're helping you out on this Tuesday, January 2nd, 2018, 888-914-9149. You can call right now, 888-914-9149, as we continue with Father Rocky. Time now, 29 after. Happy New Year. It's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.